spaces that we make for ourselves. Fifth, learning is constant. Growing our gifts occurs in the context of figuring out how to free our brothers and sisters and ourselves. Six and seven, we've said that the most important quality that defines either safety or its absence in a planning space is whether agent infiltration is neutralized or not. And in our May 10th show, 2015, we asked, is there a way to design a space, a project, such that the very act of participation in it builds it, moves it towards its goals? And we emphasize the absence of coercion as a key element in this design. The quest, this quest, is the opposite of Bentham's, a design so welcoming of freedom that even agents are accepted. I should say, not welcomed. That even agents are accepted. But how realistic an expectation is this? How has agent disruption occurred, worked in the past? Generally, folks are planted to influence, manipulate actions, thoughts, and emotions, such that the goal is never reached. The effort effectively gets derailed. So does our clear focus on the main goal of freeing human energy globally make it agent destructiveness proof? I think we're getting to the nut here of the problem of our gaining our freedom, practical politics, because we found our ship to the future continually gets diverted onto these rocks and we never are able to get back into the flow we established for ourselves. And we've never talked about those rocks. And now we are. It's time. It's time to plan realistically for the power we know exists out there. Take it into account. Let's look at power's MO with infiltration to date. They identify those they imagine to be most influential, the quote-unquote leaders, and try to both undermine the credibility of these folks, how others perceive them, as well as to attempt to undermine them from within, how they see themselves. But a movement for the release of human energy globally that is simultaneously a movement for soul sufficiency, by definition, works against both these tactics. These thoughts come from a conversation I had a couple days ago with my son. He said that a movement for freeing human energy and soul sufficiency can't be taken over by paid agents and redirected and eventually dissipated into narrow focuses, because those who participate have done the analysis and are clear on both the what and the why of the goal. And they go into the movement knowing the effort to undermine it will be made. Clear that there will be those within the movement who are not authentic. And I would add that some will be targeted with EMF variety weapons, and some will pretend to be in order to undermine the credibility and the very notion that such things exist. And it is very much, as we said in another show, the case of all those who are targeted vis-a-vis those who are not. It's very difficult for those who are not to understand or accept the reality of something that they don't experience themselves. And this is a problem that I'm hoping will be incorporated into planning. And that the stance, he argues, of the movement artist must be very like the stance of the martial artist. And this is another useful concept in addition to total immersion, coercion that he gave me in that conversation. The movement for global freedom artist as martial artist. That is to say, no expectations, no assumptions about our sisters and brothers. My son's martial arts teachers emphasized this point, the importance of being open. But how do we hold on to our tenderness, which is, after all, required of us to grow our souls in circumstances of constant attempts to destroy us? My son and I talked a lot about this. He said that our mutual support in knowing this is happening is key and a huge advance, a treasure without measure, over previous activist generations. He put it like this: we have greater knowledge of what's going on in terms of infiltration, and we know what we're in for when we commit ourselves to working together on achieving general human freedom. Whatever is brought is good because it doesn't attack your core self. And the core self is the group. And I think that's a really important point that explains how it is we can, in fact, get past this tactic of infiltration, understanding the importance of mutual support, because it is very difficult without it. And it is, in fact, that which is attacked by, that's the point of infiltration, to undermine mutual support. So what design ensures it can't be undermined? And then he said, the question then is, what do you do about attacks on your core self? If the core self, which is the group, is attacked, what is an appropriate energy response so that the energy of the group is not dissipated and diverted from the goal, which is the point of the infiltration? So then we were thinking about this energy, and we were thinking about this issue in terms of energy, which brought me again to Bentham, because this is his focus. He is totally focused on it in terms of economy of effort, efficiency of effort, no energy wastage. And so once again, as I discover when I read him, and I posted with this page a excerpt from the December 16, 2012 show, which said, I feel almost like the anti-Bentham. And I think I explained last week why that is, why, in what respects I think that is. But in this particular context, I find myself in agreement with him, in agreement with his emphasis on planning, on planning up front, on careful design and strategic thinking. I'm not obviously in agreement on the goal, but I think with him that if the design is well enough thought through, the energy wastage and in those recentering on our vision meetings and those processing hurt feelings meetings will be minimal. And agreeing, interestingly, because I fought for a long time the very notion of utilitarianism, but in the sense he uses it here, this principle of utility, I agree. But by what he uses this to say, make sure everything you do is determined by the goal. What is the utility of whatever we do? We must always ask, how does this action further this goal, further the goal, freedom globally for us all. And we'll have to explore this in concrete terms, because it is the nitty-gritty of the actual action that tests this notion. And we'll have to come up with scenarios. As my son was, when we did the shows together, was good at doing, you know, playing devil's advocate. And we have to do those kinds of exercises with each other as we think through possible ways this effort could be undermined.